And now we have to begin to look out at the things around us and begin to realize that God, our higher power, teaches us through every experience, through every person, through every concept of life. In the 10th step, we experience what we call the discovery, the openness. And it's almost like for the first time I can begin to see things around me. I call it dropping the scales from your eyes, beginning to see the beautiful things that are right around you, beginning to appreciate the little things of life. The more you clear the insanity out of your life and the dysfunctionality, the more you open yourself to begin to discover the things that are right under your nose all the time. You begin to smell the roses. You begin to see the sun come up in the morning. You begin to experience the gentleness of each day. You begin to view life and look at people and see them as teachers, as people to learn from. You begin to see situations in life through the eyes again of your positive glasses. You begin to view things from the point of growth, because deep down inside, you have a peacefulness and you have a serenity. You see, it means and it teaches us to make time for ourselves, to make time to do the little things of life, to make time to play, to make time to celebrate, to make time to be a person. Time is such a beautiful thing, and it squeaks and moves away from us. And so many of us don't take those little moments of life and appreciate them and enjoy them. And I'm not talking about a gigantic amount of time, because I know we have busy lives. I'm talking about that 15, that 20 minutes a day, that half an hour that's just mine. That very special time when all I do is take care of me. When I actually am able to spend time with myself and meet myself. Have you ever asked yourself the question? In this process of recovery, we never have to be lonely again. When you are all alone and by yourself, you are with the most special and the most beautiful human being in the world, your best friend, you. Did you ever realize in your wildest dreams and your wildest imagination that you'd be able to say that you enjoy your own company, that you enjoy being around people and being with yourself? Did you ever realize in your wildest dreams, your wildest imagination, that you would actually begin to experience peacefulness and gentleness inside of you? Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would be able to actually walk through the woods, walk through the park, be able to smell the roses and not trample them? To be able to look at a simple thing like a flower and see beauty. To begin to look at every concept of life and see something positive in it. Because your viewpoint and your concept of life has now changed. Remember what I said way back in the beginning. We as individuals and as persons are powerhouses of love. What we have to learn is to take that energy and that force that's inside of us and just simply to let it glow. And believe me when I tell you this. When you're around people, and so many times we go through our guilt and we go through our changes, realize that as long as we love and as long as we try and as long as we're honest and as long as we do our best, that's all that's asked of any human being in this world. And if we do that, we've done all that we can do. If we do that, then we are open to the process and we're open to recovery. We're open to the spirit. And if we do that, we will begin to experience the newness inside of ourselves. See, again, realize a couple of basic things about the 10th step, which is so special and so beautiful. In the 10th step, we actually begin to look at our own aloneness again, our specialness again. We begin to realize that on this journey of life, there was one very important person, and that person is me. And from me comes all types of energy. If I work on me and I am positive, and I do that every day, I take time for me, and I keep myself centered, I keep my core inside, then I am able to deal with all the different situations that come up in life. I am able to realize that sure, I'm going to be attacked, and sure, people won't like me, and sure, I'm going to have conflict. But yet, it's part of what life is. It's part of the human experience. And if I am open to that and I experience that, then I am able to begin to realize that through all this, I'm still going to do things through the eyes of love. I'm going to realize that this energy is inside.